We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with a simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelance profiles, get help drafting a job post, or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them to take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com today and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Jenna, big thank you for joining us. Unlucky, hard lines, but safe to say we have closed that gap dramatically to Hull City now. You must be so proud of what we've seen today.
You must have been listening into our team talk then. Because that's exactly what I've just said to the girls. I said they must be proud of themselves today. We took the lead. We had chances to go further ahead in the first half. And when we talk about closing the gap, we've got to be taking those chances now. And we're pushing them to take those chances in that first half because we could have put the game to bed. But we didn't. And we let them back in the game, which was unfortunate. They're a very, very good side. And left-sided forward is very, very good, and we knew that she would cause us problems. But we prepared ourselves really, really well this week, and I'm very, very proud of the players, and we are certainly bridging that gap. And we nearly came back at the end.
Nearly.
We needed a bit more time, needed a bit of Fergie time.
I'll come to the incidents and all that in a second, but there was a penalty shout, and I'm just intrigued what your views of it was, whether she got the ball or not when Reeves was challenged. I mean, she gave the corner, which implies the referee thought she did get the ball. But from this angle, I don't think she did. But that would have made things a bit more interesting, maybe.
Oh, it would have done. I couldn't see from where I was because we were too low down. So if we watch it back on the VO, it'll be one to look at, definitely, for sure. But then I remember earlier on this season, you said about having conversations about the referees and the officials.
Yes.
I know she's a very, very good referee, but I think today she was very lenient. And in that first half, she wasn't giving us anything. And in the second half, she let the game flow too much, I think, and there should have been some more fouls. And like you said, potential penalty. And I was a bit disappointed with some of the decisions, but you win some, you lose some. But we get in there.
She added the time on, though, to be fair to her. 99th minute that goal was scored.
But, was that what it was?
yeah.
Gosh.
I told Rob not to tell the time when the goal was scored to plant the idea in the brain to blow up. But it was just too late, wasn't it, unfortunately?
Yeah. Yeah.
But just going back to that first half, you know, that opening 25 minutes, it was just carrying on the great work we saw away at York, but Hull came back into it. And you mentioned Hope Knight. She's, I think, probably the best player in the league.
Potentially.
And our defence has had to deal with that today. And
yeah.
On occasion, obviously, she's got the better of us, but on many occasions she hasn't. And
I think I have a lot of respect for really good players, especially at this level. She's very good, she's very quick, she's very agile, she's got a fantastic strike on her movement, her runs very, very good, and she's a threat every time she goes in behind. So we have a lot of respect for that, but what we have to do is control our controllables. And we recognised from last time we played Hull, we analysed the shape that they had, the way that they dropped in, the rotations, where the runs were coming from and where they were trying to move the ball to. And like we said in the first half, we nullified that, apart from one mistake. Like, we really limited them. Second half became a bit more open, and we need to look into that. Like, how do we build on the first half momentum? Again, there's a gap there that's got to be closed, that we've got to look at and work on. You know, keep developing fitness levels, keep developing concentration levels, keep developing squad depth so that we've got players that can come in and help out when needed. And there's a few things we've got to look at, because we keep getting these really good starts, these really good first halves, and we've got to be able to push on into the second half and try and get something from it. So there's a lot to take from the game. I'm really, really proud. And we have come a long, long way. And I mean, I've got to give a shout out to the fans. I'm just looking here now. The atmosphere today was electric. absolutely fantastic.
Well, you wanted a record attendance, job done, you've got it.
I'm going to argue and contest that. I think it's higher because I tell you what, the crowd were outstanding, and those
Jenny,
German
don't ruin
fans
it for
were
me.
Really...
I said it was between 350 and 400.
I'm saying more. I am. I think all in all, there's got to be more because the crowd were unbelievable, and I thoroughly enjoyed that today.
Yeah.
And I'd love to have that more and more here at Broadhurst Park behind the women's team.
Well, they've certainly been entertained. It's been a cracky game of football. Who do you think? I mean, I've not discussed this with Paul, but who do you think the player of the match is? Because it's a tricky one, isn't it, from an FC perspective? Because it's been gutsy, I think, to say the least. I mean, Bickett's been brilliant, I think.
Yeah, I thought she had a very, very good game.
That was my choice.
Oh, there we go then. Bickett is good. Yeah. I'm glad we had this conversation,
going
Paul.
For Bickett, I would agree. I thought she was very good.
How do we build on this then, Jenny? Because we've talked in recent weeks about the Wildcats being launched. We know about the development squad now being launched. The media team, Matt's done a cracky job of building up to this game. The music's been good. The entertainment on the pitch has been good. We do want to build on this now, don't we?
Yes, yeah. So I think one of the big things is trying to invite the fans back in. Unfortunately, we've got a bit of a break between now and January, playing away and so on and so forth. But we will reconnect with the fans in the new year and invite them back in. In between then, it's about our attention turns back to the league.
Yeah.
We've got obviously playing Hull again next week in their stadium, which again I'm sure will be an entertaining encounter. But we've got to focus on how we try to get points in the league now and pick up. You know, we know that it's going to be tough against Hull, so we've got to keep focusing on performance. And then as we go into, we've got Barnsley before Christmas as well. They're sitting top of the league. We don't know much about them at the moment. We're going to see if we can get some footage from somewhere.
Best appeared, isn't it, really? It's not the best.
Yeah, it's a bit of a funny one. But it does give us a bit of a break. We do need a break. I need a break. I mean, you can tell from my voice, people are going to start calling me Sean Dash. But what that'll do is that'll freshen us up and push us on. I mean, we've got four new additions to the squad that are unfortunately cup-tied. But they're going to be coming in the shape of we've got Emily Owens and Chloe May, who made the debuts last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also signed this week, we've got Sophie Charlton coming in and Danielle as well, that's coming in as a centre-back. So we've got strength and depth now right across the board. We are looking at a second goalkeeper to come in. We are light with only having one goalkeeper because, I mean, hey, even Sophie, who's fantastic in goal and a cracking kid, she was suspended for the start of the season. We can't risk it. So we'll be looking at a keeper coming in. And it's things like this that will bridge the gap. I'm also looking at a first-team coach coming in to work alongside me as well because we're growing and there's a need for it now. So, again, where we're from the beginning of the season, 7-1 against Doncaster Bells with a very, very sparse team on the pitch.
Yeah.
And Elsie being on the pitch as well.
Miles
at one point. It's, you know, I had no staff, no players, no nothing to where we are today and these fantastic fan supporters. I mean, I'm looking behind me now and looking in here and how fantastic this is. It is brilliant. This has been a cracking environment. And at the end of the day, I come back to what football is all about. It's about entertaining people.
Yes.
Today was entertaining and I'm proud of that. And we'll push on from there and we'll go again.
Mentioning Elsie Baxter, I go back to the Clapton game in pre-season. Blimey, what were you 5 months after that? And look at this. Jenny, just... well done today. Obviously, Hull City, a class team. But as we head towards the second part of the season now, we've got to be optimistic with regards to the league, haven't we? Just your closing thoughts.
Yeah, we know. The only team we don't know anything about is Barnsley. Everybody else, we've got footage on. We've got experience playing against. We've come a long, long way. We will set ourselves up to try and get as many points as we can in the second half of the season. And as we've said, it's Project Great Escape, and we will escape relegation this season, and we'll be. That is my promise to the club.
Well, Jenny Swarbrick, unlucky today, but a brilliant game. Congratulations to everyone involved with the women's team. This has been the occasion that we wanted it to be. It's been superb. We obviously not the outcome we wanted, but we go again, as managers say. Big good luck next week at Craven Park against Hull in the return match in the league. And we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you very much, guys. Cheers. Thank you.
Well done, Jenny.